express yourself.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. It's November 20th. It's another edition of Talkline, and I'm Diane McGachran, and you're whomever you are, wherever you are, and I am ready, willing, and able to take your calls and your emails. We're having a little warm stretch here today, but it's a very nice day. And, oh, okay. So I'm going to give out the numbers for you, 543-5985, 543-2756. Also 1-800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. You can be anonymous at any time. I'm looking at Grady. Yes?
I just want to apologize. I did have the busy all on to just the last moment. So callers who tried to call in might have hit the wall. Please do call in to 543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954. And keep in mind that those lines don't ring busy if they are busy, so try all those numbers.
Oh, okay. He's a fast talker. Okay. So as everyone knows, we're having to, you know, practice some new protocols in our lives collectively because of the pandemic. And YKHC put out a beautiful flyer called, and I'll say it in English, it also has in Yupik this title, Yupik Practices and Teachings to Know During Coronavirus. So I'm going to go ahead and read one of them to you. And through the show, I'm going to read, there's five of them. And I really appreciate the linking of traditional culture with what is needed now. So I'm going to go ahead and read one, and then I'm going to go to a caller from Hooper Bay. So one is, there are old traditional teachings about not bringing your kids out into the public. This was a very strict teaching because it risked exposing children to illness. So that's what we have to think about now, is all of us have to stay away from people that we normally would hang out with, have food with, not have masks with, but that's not possible right now, and it's not a permanent state. All right, we're going to go to Bernie from Herpro Bay. And Bernie, you might have to turn off your radio. Oh, you're on the air.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to say hi to my family at Nabasyak.
Okay.
And happy birthday to my auntie, Margaret Saini. Love you guys. I'll miss you guys. Hooper Bay is good, though.
Oh, good.
And saying hi to everybody.
That's so nice. I'm glad you did that. Now, what is your name again?
Bernie.
Okay. Gotcha. Awesome.
Oh, hold on.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to say happy birthday to my dog, Scruffy. He's my dog, Scruffy.
Oh, how old is your dog, Scruffy?
I forgot, but anyway.
But it's around this time.
Yeah, it's about that time, I believe. But Scruffy's okay, but it's not missing.
Okay.
But I love Scruffy, and if you guys find Scruffy, tell him to call him right now.
Okay.
Okay, well, good morning.
All right, good morning. Okay, well, it was a shout-out to Nabasyak and a happy birthday to Scruffy. All right, thank you for the call. We have a email I'm going to read. The email goes like this. Good morning, I am Bethel Peep. I would like to address that parents need to keep their kids inside for COVID reasons and other important reasons, like pedophiles or disgusting people. Native women and girls are the most women who go missing and get murdered, even the men and young boys. There are more pedophiles in Bethel than you think. You will actually be surprised in this town. Stay safe and trust no one except your relatives. Keep in mind, some people run to Bethel from other states, usually to find work because nowhere else will hire them. Think about that. I am Bethel Peep. Good morning and stay safe. Okay. Thank you for your email. You can also email us if you want at radio at kyuk.org. And we're going to go to another caller, Chico. Hello, Chico. Good morning.
Yes, just to say good morning from Chivac, all the way from Chivac. You guys be safe and have a good morning all the way from Chivac. All right, good morning.
Good morning. We really appreciate our good mornings from Chivac. Thank you for that. Okay, so I'm going to read another one of these teachings that will be really helpful. And it's funny how that we had an emailer who mentioned not letting your children go out and about too much, and that was really related to one of the traditional teachings I read just before that call. All right, John Nick is going to call. I think he's on. Good morning, John.
A little late, I told your receptionist there.
Yes.
But at least I get to call. If you don't call, you don't call.
Thank you for... I'm glad you called.
I am, too. Anyway, what were you talking about a while ago, Buckner?
Oh, about coronavirus. And I was reading some of the YKHC had put out some really nice Yupik practices and teachings. I think it was from the Jalik Jalik program that Rose Dominic and I think her daughter... also helped. Katrina helped with that.
Yeah, I've noticed, though, they've been talking about YK Delta being really high.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, you've got to be really, really cautious out there when you're out there.
Mm-hmm.
Go home and wash your hands. Use clean hygiene, you know.
Yes.
And always wear your mask, no matter what, even in the cab or...
Mm-hmm.
When you're outside, I take mine off. I mean, there's enough air flowing, hopefully... It ain't flowing in the air. And, you know, everybody likes to have fresh air. Once in a while, I wear it, I feel like I'm suffocating. You can't breathe right. And when it's cold, I notice when you're trying to look down at them, you get all that condensation on your glasses. That's another bothersome thing, too. Other than that, it's safe, you know, to wear it all the time. And I got to make it a personal thing, too. I can wash mine now. I haven't been washing mine, so it's good to have it sanitized, you know,
mm-hmm.
keep it clean all the time. Or
yeah.
Wash one, my brother, the way he does, he washes one and he has a couple on hand that are pre-washed already, clean. So you just, you know, rotate them.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, it's really warm again out there. Huh?
I know, yeah. Things are melting and making the river kind of dicey.
Yeah, I went across the lake there by Swanson, partial of it, but you still got to be cautious, them kids. Make sure now it's fluctuating again.
Yeah.
You know, that's dangerous. It looks deceiving. But mm-hmm. when it fluctuates like there's a worm.
Yeah.
And the roots are probably slippery, so please watch out while they're driving with the fresh snow on them.
Mm-hmm.
And watch out for pedestrians. Everyone stay healthy and practice your hygiene and don't drink and drive, and if you party, try to stay away from new crowds.
Yes.
Anyway, thank you.
Yes, thank you, John.
Good morning. Yeah?
Good morning. Glad you called. Okay, our lines are open if you want to call in. So I'm going to read a little more from this YK Health Corporation, this flyer they came out with, and it says, we often find ourselves in a place where what is happening around us is beyond our control, but how we respond to it is totally within our control. We must mind how we respond and cope. There are many ways to cope in a healthy way. It doesn't change the situation, but it really makes a big change inside. Everything can look more hopeful when we use healthy coping strategies. Okay, so I'll give another one here. It says, keep your hands busy. When doing things like sewing or chopping wood, the mind is focused on the task at hand rather than what might be causing stress. Put your whole mind into it and focus. When you complete a task, it creates good feelings and positive thoughts. That's another nice tip and a way to make your way through the pandemic and the restrictions that you may be experiencing in your community. These are a couple of ways to do that. All right, we're going to go to a caller from Bethel. Fritz, good morning, Fritz. Welcome to Talkline.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
So far, so good.
Awesome. Hey, couple of things. First off, there was a flyer out on Facebook webpage about, let's see, one of the council members trying to do a sugar tax on soda and the sugary foods.
Mm-hmm. So I think a soda tax?
Yes, the soda tax.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd encourage everybody to contact the city council to oppose that because right now there's no need for extra taxes because, you know, they're going to, people that drink soda or candy bars or whatever that's sugary, you know, they're going to keep getting it, you know, whether just like the alcohol tax, you know, people are still bringing it in and drinking it regardless of the price and the cost.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage everybody that's listening here in Bethel to call the city council or attend the city council meetings to oppose the sugar tax. You know, that's the wrong timing right now, and all the nonprofits are struggling here at Bethel or the whole nationwide. It's not a time for a sugar tax to be implemented at this time. There's some other ways that the city of Bethel could make money and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And then let me see what else. The only other thing is switch hats for a moment. You know, the Bethel Search and Rescue put out a River Watch notice the other day. Yesterday or 2 days ago of the ice conditions, and it's nowhere near safe for river travel at this time due to the fact there's quite a few open holes around Bethel and Gweek and the Bluff, and everybody needs to be, you know, following these precautionary measures out there at the river. The Straits Slough upper end is still open. There's quite a few openings up at Gweek River and down by the Bluff and near Schwabe Island. So I'm sure I forgot something else, but I'll call back if I remember it.
Okay, well, thank you, Fritz.
Okay, thank you.
Glad you called. Okay. We're going to go to a little bit of weather right now because we have some, as you can tell, some changing weather conditions from a few days ago. So today, for the Kuskokwim Delta, today mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers in the morning, then a chance of snow in the afternoon. Highs in the 30s, east wind 20 to 35 miles per hour, except east 30 to 45 along the coast. Tonight it's mostly cloudy with a chance of lows. I'm sorry. No, it's a chance of snow, lows in the 20s, east wind 25 to 40 miles per hour. And for the coastal waters of the Kuskokwim, there's a storm warning, southeast winds at 50 KT. I'm not sure.
Kilometers per hour.
Knots.
Yeah.
That's knots, not kilometers. Okay, 40 knots in the afternoon. Seas 14 feet, rain and snow. Okay, so be careful around the coast. There's a storm warning there. All right.
You know, yes. Even though I was in the Navy, I have no idea the relation between knots and miles. I believe they're about the same, but I just exposed my ignorance along with everyone else, maybe.
Oh, well, maybe someone will call in and, like, correct us both. I don't know. Yeah. So throughout the morning, I'm periodically reading one of these YKHC UPIC practices and teachings to know during the coronavirus. And I'm going to read a third one here, and it says, talk to someone. Share what you're feeling and thinking. Doing so doesn't necessarily change the situation, but it can change how you may think and feel about the situation. It opens up our minds to think more clearly about what's going on around us. It helps to feel lighter. Okay, so that's a really good tip. I appreciate that. Thank you. Our lines are open, and the numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Now, I have all this stuff in front of me, but I don't have room to put it all down. So I'm juggling a lot here. So I'm going to read a couple of Tundra Drums here while we're waiting for a caller or an email to come in. With the high rate of COVID-19 cases in the region, the court system is suspending jury service for jurors summoned to serve as trial or grand jurors for the month of November. Okay, we're going to go ahead to Mark Springer. And he's going to be on in just a sec. Okay, Mark, welcome to Talk Line.
Hi, good morning, everybody. It's Mark Springer.
Good morning.
The ONC Council had a meeting last week here. No, what week is this? A Wednesday. And they discussed the recommendation by the Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation that we try to collectively, as much as possible, just lock ourselves down for a month and... Just in the discussion, there wasn't a vote or anything, but in the discussion, most of the council members who talked about it said they support that. And I don't think anybody would not. So please take the advice of YK. ONC Council passed a resolution urging our tribal members to lock down for 2 weeks if you can. We really have to do that. This virus continues to not play. We are getting into winter. We could see ourselves at a real tipping point in terms of infection and the impact that it's having on people. It's killing people on the YK Delta. We know that for a fact. Not all of the folks that it's killed have gone to Anchorage. Some of them have died here.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to take this virus with, deathly seriousness. Protect your children, protect your elders, protect your families. It's the holiday season. We are all used to, Christmas parties at the cultural center and visiting our friends, and we can't do that this year. If we are careful and if we get through the next few weeks, the next couple of months, this winter, and do all we can to, flatten the curve, to keep the infection rate down, then maybe we will be able to have our families around the table at Thanksgiving next year, and maybe we will be able to have Christmas parties and Saturday market. But right now we have to make individual, personal, family sacrifices so that other people don't have to sacrifice a lot more without wanting to do it. Mm. People, we have to have respect for each other. Wear a mask, get a mask. If your household needs masks, there's plenty of masks in this town. They're not hard to find. People were making them. I was just looking back at some of the messaging that was being done in March and April and May, and it's changed. We're not getting it out in front of ourselves as much as maybe it should be, but we have to, we have to beat this thing. Mm. We really are. The world, right? The human population of the world is at war with this virus. And, I was thinking about it. Coronavirus is kind of like a bed bug. Bed bugs have to eat, right? They bite you, they suck little blood, and that's their food, right? They live off of human beings. The coronavirus does too. The coronavirus has to have a human host to be able to reproduce in the human, to be able to transmit to other humans, to have whatever impact it has on the human that it's in. If you can keep from getting infected yourself, if you can keep from infecting other people, then we're going to knock the virus down, you know, long enough until we get to where there's an effective vaccine for it. But the big thing to keep in mind right now is we are on the verge. I mean, we're one day away on any day of the week from just completely packing Alaska's healthcare system. And when we say that, we mean ICU beds. We mean places where people who are very sick can go. And when they count ICU beds in Anchorage and in Fairbanks, they're counting hospital, regular hospitals. They're also counting all the military hospitals. So when they talk about ICU beds, they're talking about every single bed that they can count.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's a you know, we're at the point now where if you have relatives, if you have friends, if you have acquaintances that aren't wearing masks, that are hanging out in groups or going over to visit people that they're not in their in their bubbles, take a stand, because you're gonna save somebody's life. This virus is a killer. It is a killer out here. And anybody who doesn't believe that, just wait, and you're going to know somebody who's passed away. You're going to know somebody who did. They're going to either be a friend, they're going to be somebody you know, or they're going to be a relative. So please, everybody, we have to keep this in mind. Get tested.
Okay.
Wear your masks. Keep the kids in the house. Wash your hands. Go to the store once a day or less.
Yeah.
Just be doggone careful.
Yeah, thank you, Mark.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Certainly. All right, we're going to go on to another caller, and that is Stephen Alexi from Neboskiak. Hello, Stephen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I agree with Mark Springer's, what he said. Thoughts and prayers are going out to the families that lost their loved ones due to this virus.
Yeah.
And then also those who are struggling with this virus. I have not heard YKHC plan, like there are cities out there that are making makeshift hospitals. And I know we can do it in Bethel too with the COVID funds that maybe was already received by YKHC. You know, we've been talking about this virus since last February, March. And we went, the state of Alaska went into lockdown somewhere in March, I think.
Around that time.
And everything was good until just recently, not even maybe a month ago. And the doctor of the nation, Dr. Fauci, had warned people that the fall time would be the one to watch for. As flu season comes, this COVID deal is a respiratory illness. Majority of it, from what I understand, because it attacks the lungs and gives you some kind of pneumonia. Mm-hmm. And those who have underlying conditions will struggle, you know.
Right.
And I would like to hear what YK's plans are, if there are even any plans of making a makeshift hospital in Bethel to meet the demands, if they do come, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
So
I'd be curious about that.
Yeah. And, you know, KYUK needs to be a little more on step with reporting, because they're one or 2 days late. I'm often going to YKHC to, you know, check on the current status.
Oh, okay. Good
so
to know.
So if they can probably, like, kind of be on step with this COVID issue, because it's important for everybody to know what the situation is,
mm-hmm.
what the status is, you know, because a majority of us are trying to be wary of this disease. And I know help is on the way, but it's not coming fast enough. So they're looking at by next year, we should be getting a vaccination or some kind of immunization, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Stephen. We're going to go to Teresa Quinar from Bethel, our local librarian. Oh, were we going to her? Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Diane. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So I just wanted to put in a plug for a few different things that we're doing at the library over the next couple of weeks. First, I wanted to let folks know that we have a visiting artist in town right now, and since we're not doing in-person programs right now at the library, he's helping us put together a whole bunch of art kits that people will be able to come and get via curbside pickup to do, like, art activities at home with their kids. So he's putting together kits with painting supplies and comic drawing supplies and carving supplies. So you can give us a call at the library if you're interested in getting one of those kits for your kids. We're also putting together some YouTube videos with tutorials on how to do the projects, and we'll have some typed instructions as well. I also just wanted to remind folks that we're doing curbside pickup and delivery for library materials, and we're quarantining materials when they're returned, so this is pretty safe. You don't need to worry about getting the virus from library books. So you can give us a call if you're interested in getting books from the library. We'll bring them to you. We also have a tutoring program right now that we're doing over Zoom. We're hoping that at some point, you know, this spring we can go back to doing that in person. But if your kids need a little homework help in the evenings or on the weekends, give us a call. I also just wanted to let folks know that Bethel Gives is amping up. You probably have heard about that in previous years, but it's a community fundraising event for nonprofits in town, including the library. So if you're interested in donating to the library and TWC and other organizations in the community, you can go to BethelGives.org. And last but not least, I want to remind people in Bethel to sign your kids ages 0 to 5 up for the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. It's free, and you'll get one book mailed to your kid every month. And you can sign up for that by calling the library or by going to our website.
What's your number at the library for them to call?
Yeah, it's 543-4516.
Now, that's really amazing. Dolly Parton has been doing this for years and has given out, what, millions of books?
So many books, like all over the world.
Just amazing. What a great program, and thank you for revving it up here in Bethel. So people can call 543-4516 if you want to sign your child up for a monthly book from the Dolly Parton program. What's it called?
The Dolly Parton Imagination Library.
Yes.
And we've raised enough money to cover every single kid in that age bracket for the next 2 years. So
what's the age bracket?
It's birth to when they turn 5. So once kids are 5, they're aged out of the program. And we also have the registration forms at YKHC. So if you have a baby, you'll be given the form to sign your kid up.
Oh, my gosh. What a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
so
thank
we really
you,
want every kid in Bethel to sign up for this program. Okay. Every kid in that age bracket.
All right. So we're going to. All right. Thank you, Teresa.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. So we're going to go to a quick break for some hand washing and some go and get something to drink if you need to. And you're listening to Talkline on 640 AM, KYUK.
This is an early update from the K300 Race Committee. Like everyone, we at the K300 are deeply concerned by the recent rise in COVID-19 cases in our region. We remain hopeful that we will be able to have a race this winter, but proceed with extreme caution. We will continue to consider all options and have certainly not ruled out postponing or canceling the event. Current guidance from regional health experts is that our plans remain sound and that January is still far away. We will wait to make a final decision until we know the circumstances closer to race time. Please visit K300.org to review the steps we are taking to limit exposure while having a safe and exciting race.
Join us Saturday, November 21st at 10 a.m. for a storytelling hour with Bev Hoffman and John McDonald. Listen as the couple recounts Bethel's history through their own personal experiences. Originally presented by Bethel Council on the Arts and hosted by KYUK's Katie Basil. Tune in this Saturday on KYUK 640 a.m.
Catch KYUK Radio Presents each Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on KYUK 640 a.m.
If you're an older adult or have a serious chronic medical condition, make sure to put distance between yourself and others to help reduce your risk of being exposed to COVID-19. Stay home as much as possible. Have enough household items and groceries on hand. Monitor your health and stay in touch with your doctor. And here's some advice for everyone. Check in on your friends and neighbors. We're all in this together. Learn more about how to prevent the spread of COVID-19 at coronavirus.alaska.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ann Zink, the Chief Medical Officer for the state of Alaska. I wanted to speak directly to the people of the YK Delta region. Right now, there's a lot of cases in your region per 100,000. There's more cases in your region than other places in the state, and honestly, than many other places in the country. And while we're constantly trying to provide more support and resources, the best thing that we can do is collectively slow the spread of this disease. Anytime you're outside of your household, you need to be wearing a mask, washing your hands, and keeping your distance from others. This is also the time to avoid gatherings. That may be weddings, funerals, baby showers, restaurants. YK region has pushed this curve down before. You have slowed the spread of this virus, and we can do it again. We'll get through this winter together, but it's going to take all of us doing our part. Be well, take care, protect your elders, and slow the spread of COVID-19. Thank you.
A message from the Department of Health and Social Services and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. And we're going to go to John Nick from Bethel. So, good morning, John.
Hi. I have another question, Diane, on, yes. the virus there.
Uh-huh.
I was talking to somebody there saying it could be, there's no such thing as being a dormant, is it?
What do you mean?
Like it's dormant, like when you awaken something, it comes out and goes away and come back. Dormant? You know, reoccurring.
Oh, I don't know about that. You mean
dormant means to sleep. You know, the
yes.
germs go dormant. They're like animals. They go to bed.
Oh, and well, I don't know. I think that when people quarantine for 14 days, that's supposed to be the run, the length
yeah,
of time.
Yeah, I've never heard of a term called dormant virus.
I don't.
This virus, it attacks immediately. It don't go to sleep. I want that person to hear that because I've never, there's no research on that.
Yeah, if you contract it, it doesn't stay in your, it doesn't go dormant and then 5 months later pops out.
No, it don't do that. It attacks you all at once.
Yeah, it's usually within 14 days.
Yeah, everything, it don't become dormant. Mm. That's what I wanted to clarify this person. And anybody who has any other questions on that, I hope it clarifies that, too.
Oh, good. Okay, thanks.
That's
thanks,
a good, interesting thing to say, though.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Dad.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I think that's really nice when people call in because they've heard something and they want to offer more information. So thank you for doing that. Grady?
Well, so I understand that the science isn't completely out yet on the capacity for the virus to remain dormant in the body. As infected human genomes get copied every time DNA is replicated, so there's some science still left to be explored about how the virus can or can't remain dormant in the body after someone's been infected. So that's a great question that John had. Susan from Bethel is on the line. You want to go right to her?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, I haven't heard that dormant term, but maybe one of the things it's kind of mixed up with is the new normal, you know, say this vaccination is working and everybody's protected, it may become an annual thing like flu shots, the inoculation.
Oh, right, okay.
And, you know, I know that Pfizer's getting emergency approval, hopefully. Moderna's next. And the third one down the line that I've been really keeping an eye on is that AstraZeneca Oxford one. And the reason I've been interested in that one, I mean, they're all good. Whatever comes up, I'm going to roll up my sleeve and take the shot. But that one, I think, comes out of England, and that could just work right over the pole with Alaska and get us all ahead of time. Because I don't know about this USA strategy of it when there's transition holdups of information from one administration to the incoming one. So I don't know. Whatever. I mean, they're all been safely tested for months, with half the people getting placebos and things like that. So whatever comes out here, I'm definitely, I know it's, you know, initially I thought, what a political rush job, but no, these guys have been really taking their time and testing lots of people. And so I'm all open, very open-minded to whatever comes out here. I hear that tomorrow, and I just want to get the word out in case one of them can't call in. Is there going to be testing tomorrow, anyone that wants COVID tests, from noon to 2 at the Iopic apartment area, Second Road Housing, noon to 2? A lot of people that don't have cars and stuff can go over there and get it done. And then 2:30 to 4:30, Thunder Ridge Park, anyone that wants to get tested can go over there and do it. So I don't know if there's any prizes or anything, but I do think that that's really a good idea to go out to the different neighborhoods and make this available, you know, as convenient as possible.
Yeah. Okay, and that's good. Good information.
And,
thank you.
And
go
then
ahead.
I wanted to read a very brief letter to the editor I saw in an Anchorage paper.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from a restaurant worker in Anchorage. Okay, in light of the governor's recent announcement, people need to stop going out with friends. As a restaurant worker, I see you. I see many going to restaurants with friends, non-household members, sitting together without masks. This isn't okay. This is one of the reasons why this virus is spreading. I don't understand why you can't make that sacrifice. Is it that important? You show up with your mask, so you think that's okay, because you wear a mask getting in here. You start gabbing and laughing, all the while spreading the disease. Stay home, FaceTime, Zoom, whatever it takes. Don't go out with non-household members. Help stop the spread. So I thought that was good, brief to the point. Because it is people taking breaks together, taking smoke breaks together, taking lunch together. These encounters, I mean, that's what's making this so explosive out here.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes on to the elders, which are trying to hunker down, but you know, people, multi-generational households live and visit together, and people that die from this, they die alone.
Yeah.
You know, they die alone, and then there's no funeral service or closure on it because it's just quickly and quietly just bury them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, out of respect for the families, I'm not saying names, but I know some of these names would make some of the listeners that aren't taking this seriously, it'll wake them up. And do you want to learn the hard way or just learn now what you got to do? Because there are people that are, like, surprised of how sick somebody they love got or they lose somebody, and then they wish and those woulda, coulda, shoulda. Well, they learned the hard way. I don't know if any listeners out there still want to learn the hard way. Let's learn the easy way and look at this advice and follow it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
It is so crucial, and it's just, I know people are tired of talking about it and tired of doing it and this and that, but this is the reality. This is what, and we got to be strong, you know, those that have kids in the house and this and that. It is so scary. You know, I have relatives in the medical field. I mean, I have a niece that's a first-year doctor in Chicago. I have a niece that's a seasoned nurse in Washington. And what they're seeing and going through right now, I'm so proud of them. But there's going to be post-traumatic stress all across the board, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that one gentleman brought up, oh, we need more bed space out here. Well, it's not just that. It's staffing.
Right.
It's staffing. It takes people to deal with these people, and a lot of them are on quarantine or got sick themselves. So, you know, you can't do the call-out for anywhere because it's nationwide, this spike in the virus. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back when it was in New York and they did a shout-out for nurses across the nation to go over there and all that.
Yeah.
Okay, we don't have that luxury. We don't. We're in this right now. And I think a month-long quarantine is really needed. It's just, you know, just really, really hunker down.
Mm-hmm.
It is just, I can't stress it enough. And they sell masks and hand sanitizers and face shields at ID Variety. They got them for sale, and they got them at the stores. I see masks.
Yeah,
so
I see them too. Yeah, so they're there.
They're all over the place, And also, people have been donating masks. I keep a bunch in my car. And I keep some in my backpack, and I hand them out to people if I see they're not wearing a mask, mm-hmm. and they want to get into a store or something. But and I just brought some over to the winter shelter, and I think anybody that can get masks, share them with the people that have problems finding them.
Mm-hmm. And the warnings that we were giving out in the spring and in summer came true. Like if we weren't able to get it nailed, we were going to have spike in cases, and we are. So I hope we're going to really get on it now, because it continues to grow if we don't.
Yep, it's spreading in the villages. You know, it's so hard because some of the villages, you know, they don't have running water. There's multi-generation households, mm-hmm. all crowded together, and this is so challenging. But you know, when a village is able to really hunker down, and we've heard that with New Napacek, if they can do it, others can do it. And I think others are doing it, because
yes.
I do hear
yeah.
numbers going down now for some of these villages that
yes.
had high numbers. So this does work. We're all in it together. If there's a weak link in the bunch that still doesn't think this is serious or still thinks it's a hoax, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just think we're in the middle of this. You know, you pick up a history book and you learn about stuff that happened in the past. It makes me wonder how serious people were about it back then. And I know my mom and dad, they both were World War II vets, and they would tell us how people didn't think it was that horrible what was going on in Germany, and they don't think it was that bad. And then they were all shocked when the war was ending and they saw all these video coverage of the concentration camps and all that. And mom said, well, people just didn't know because they didn't want to believe something so horrible. They just didn't want it. They just didn't think people could be so cruel and mean and follow in masses to Mussolini and Hitler and all that. But they do. They do. And this is we're in the middle of something that's going to be in a history book later on, and something that we'll be telling our grandkids, or I don't have kids, but something we'll be telling the next generation about. And they might not really believe all the details of it, but we're in the midst of it. This is our,
yeah.
this is it,
yep.
you know. And we're not alone. We're all in it together, 6 feet apart or over the Zoom. But well,
yeah.
we all got to do this. All right, thanks, and have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Susan. I appreciate her pointing out that there are villages that took things into their own hands, clamped down, and it worked. And their numbers are going down compared to when they had very large numbers with community spread.
That's the story internationally as well. I mean,
yeah.
if you watch the news, and I don't want to, it's not an opinion, it's the facts. You know, we have told each other to hunker down. We've told each other to wash our hands. And we told each other what the effects of not doing that would be. And we're seeing that across the boards.
Yeah.
I'm guilty of this, too. I need to step up my bleach game at home and my hand washing as well.
Uh-huh. But don't inject the bleach.
No.
Okay.
Hey, you know, speaking of the caller, John Nick's question, you know, while Susan was talking, I was looking at the CDC's website as well as WebMD about the just
dormancy
and the prevalence of reoccurrence and that kind of stuff.
14 days.
Sure, 14 days, I just think if you want to know more, you can check this.
Yeah, check that out. But I mean, I think that the basic thing is 14 days is the amount of time that you need to quarantine and be mindful of whether you're developing symptoms or not. And if you don't have symptoms and at the end of 14 days you're able to test negative, you can feel safe with that. Yeah. So I have an email. It's a long email, so I'm not sure I'll be able to get through all of it. I might just read it in parts. And the email goes like this. COVID-19 virus has taken disproportionate toll on Yupik people's health and economy. The federal government has underfunded health care for indigenous people for centuries. Now many of our Yupik Chupik peoples are dying of COVID-19 than any other populations. COVID deaths of Alaska Natives are linked to limited access to resources and health care. The federal government, which oversees health care for Native Americans under Treaty and Public Law 93-638, obligations are very slow to responding to resolutions asking for increased federal funding. The federal government is failing to meet its obligations. Native American healthcare system, are chronically underfunded, understaffed, ill-equipped, and outdated. The U.S. Civil Rights Commission, National Indian Health Board, Government Accountability Office, congressional committees, and tribal leaders warned for decades that Native American health care was anemic and primed for catastrophe. Yet year after year, Congress failed to allocate funds to meet the medical needs. Now COVID-19 hits, and our Yupik peoples are suffering the most in Alaska. So that's part of the email, and then I'm going to read part two of the email after I give out the numbers here for calling in and for emailing. So you can call in at 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also... Now, is our 800 number working?
Yeah, Stephen Alexi reported that he could not get in on the 1-800 number. So if you are experiencing a rapid hang-up when you call the 1-800 number, I'm going to report that.
We have a today. We may have a technical glitch. Okay. And then you can certainly email us at radio@kyuk.org. You can be anonymous on your calls and your emails if you're kind of a shy person. And, I'm going to read a couple of Tundra Drums announcements. With the high rate, here's one of the announcements. With the high rate, I already read this, that the court system is suspending jury service for jurors, both trial and grand jurors, for November. And YKHC is hosting two COVID-19 testing and flu vaccination events in Bethel this Saturday, tomorrow, noon to 2 p.m. at the Ayalpik Apartments parking lot, that's 105 Atsuk Street, and 2:30 to 4:30 at Tundra Ridge Park. And you, so you can get tested both for COVID and then you can get a flu shot. So that's a great service. They're going to go out to Tundra Ridge and do that. Another Tundra Drums announcements, Bethel and Napakiak will experience a scheduled power outage this Saturday, tomorrow, from 1:30 to 5:30. Affected areas include Airport, BIA Road, Kasaili Sub, Larson Sub, Tundra Ridge, Ptarmigan Street, the high school area, and all of Napakiak. And it's a good thing it's kind of warming up. So if you have your power out for 4 hours, hopefully you won't get too cold. The Bethel Council on the Arts is hosting a free online concert featuring Paul Basil. He's also the K300 race manager. That's tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. Follow the Zoom link on the Bethel Council of the Arts Facebook page to view the event in real time or watch it on Facebook Live.
Let me interject.
Please.
The other night we aired here on KYUK at 640 a.m. the Athabascan Fiddlers Association 38th annual festival, which they did only virtually this year with a photo slideshow on Facebook Live. But we aired the audio here on KYUK. But here's the key takeaway. Something like, I'm probably going to exaggerate, but I guarantee there were at least 1,400 messages throughout the duration of the first night's performance on the Facebook Live. What a good place to be awesome to each other. What a good place to find community. What a great place to engage with each other in the way that we would if we were under the same roof at the Cultural Center. I encourage people to get in the comment stream.
Wow.
During that performance.
That's amazing. Okay, good. So that's Paul Basil, a local musician who will be on, there's a Zoom link, so you can follow by Zoom or you could also do Facebook Live. So check out the Facebook page, Bethel Council on the Arts, and I'm not sure if it's that or BCA, so one of the two, but I'm sure you can find it and you'll get more information and mark it down. That'd be a fun thing to do. Okay, we have another email here. This is an anonymous email. And it goes like this. First of all, condolences to those who have lost loved ones. Family members and friends have contracted COVID-19 at funeral events. have funerals outside and the memorial service virtually on Facebook or Zoom. Please see the story on www.ykhc.org on conducting a safe farewell to loved ones, Guyana. Wow, now that's really awesome that that YK has even some guidance for you to do a safe farewell to your loved one. All right, thank you for that email. We have Sam from Bethel on the line. Good morning, Sam.
Morning.
Yes. What's on your
mind? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, good morning, people.
Good morning.
I was calling about a couple of issues. I'm seeing a few people on Facebook having a hard time with food
uh-huh.
in their houses. And I seen last night the VFW auxiliaries were looking for people to help with food. Maybe somebody could call in from there.
Oh, uh-huh. Nice.
And the other one is the Covenant Church. Maybe somebody could call from there because not everybody checks Facebook.
Mm, okay.
And what else was there? And have people stay off the lakes, especially your kids. The weather's changing already.
Yep.
It makes the ice really thin underneath and looks solid on top, but keep them safe out there.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, and I also noticed it's getting really dark early. And a lot of people are walking down the highways and on the side roads in dark, dark clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they need to brighten up their night walks.
Need some reflectors.
Yeah, something, you know, because I was coming home last night on Larson sub, and I didn't even see these two kids on the side of the road till I was pretty close to them.
Oh, wow.
Too dark.
That's scary. It's scary for you, too. All right.
So I hurry up and slow down nowadays so I can see stuff.
Good.
Yeah. And I hope everybody has a good weekend and a happy Thanksgiving. And I hope somebody calls in for all the food that they can help others with. Give their numbers out.
Okay, good. Yep.
That would be great. I know they helped me out quite a bit here recently.
Yeah.
They just drop stuff at my door, and I start cooking a lot of vegetables. I never could afford vegetables, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so eating healthy here.
Yeah, you got a little healthy on the side, right?
Yeah.
Good.
And I really appreciate it, and I'm sure everybody else does.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and maybe they could add more protein, you know.
Oh, okay. Okay. Look at you, Miss.
If that is possible.
Now you're a nutritionist. Now you're a nutritionist.
Not everybody can afford that $15 hamburger now.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, good.
All right.
Okay.
And wear your masks, people, and wash up and keep your distance.
All
this
right.
This bug is a killer, like everybody else is telling you. Until you feel it in your family, you're gonna regret it, you know?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, people. Be safe.
All right. I appreciate your call. Okay, good. Let's see, we have another anonymous email. Hang on. Oh, sorry. Oh, there we go. Okay. Here's an anonymous email. And it goes like this. YKHC does not test onboarding employees. They then host these employees in orientations that ignore their own recommendations, putting both new employees at risk and the poor employees who have to teach the new employees. I am also shocked to see their higher ups. They tell us to hunker down and stay home, but they have continued to travel for non-urgent matters. Anchorage Daily News says the CDC is begging us all to stay home and not travel. Why don't they listen too? I am saddened to see all the furloughs and people losing their jobs for this pandemic everywhere. It looks like higher-ups would rather let 30 people go before taking 30 cents out of their own paychecks. This is so wrong when those who are paid less are often made to do so much more. Guyana Chuknuk for reading. Have a safe and smart Thanksgiving, everyone. Okay, thank you for that email. Okay.
Oh, here's another. I'm going to have another announcement here. The community, the Cultural Center Community Cookbook Announcement. Okay, this is pretty cool. The Cultural Center Community Cookbook needs recipes. Email I'm going to give you a number to call, because sometimes giving emails over the air, it's hard to get them to sound right. So here's the number to call. If you'd like to contribute a recipe to the YPCC Community Cookbook, you can call 543-4538 for more information. This is a local cookbook that's being put together, and that's a lot of fun. Okay, we're going to go to Jesse from Napakiak. Hello, Jesse.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, they have announcements like a commercial, like for traveling.
Mm-hmm.
When there's people that are traveling, they had some kind of wrong regulations, like when they're supposed to be traveling back in like this last spring during the summer, people that are coming down from lower 48 or from Anchorage, what they should have done was had their test first before they even got on the plane, and to make sure they don't carry that COVID-19. That way a lot of people would be safe before travel. They should have had their test first and wait for the result, and to make sure they're negative and then get on the plane and travel. That's the idea that I was trying to get across this last summer, but it obviously nobody was listening, I guess. But anyway, good morning. We'll take care of ourselves and have a prayer for a lot of people. Good morning. Bye.
Good morning, Jesse. Thank you. Guyana. Are we going to go? Do we have a short break coming up? Oh, we do. Okay. So I think we're going to listen to that very nice music that introduces us to our little break, and but maybe not. Oh, there it is. Okay, thanks, Grady. We're doing great. So we'll hear from you hopefully on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Talk Line on KYUK.
Officer of the state of Alaska, Juanico Amtlacht Nunaftsni COVID Dalrit Nakutit Yutanghluku Nunaftsni Amtlenrut Nauthutlgit Asani Nunani State Dami Amtlenrolutenglu Asani Nunani Kantrimtni Ikayuring Nakurangamta Ikayugarkaniklub Bitankhtsting Nakangamtu Kayun Ruti Kuktukertaska Nauthutum Sachtlan Nuvnik Anumakav Maskamuk Aturnachraten Unatkin Ruchtoluk, Maskoch Pknagilu Asat. Juanico Koyuchinakanritakut Yugunik, Kasut Street, Tungmachilrit, Baby Shower Alrit, Nervit Usaga Nakanritaput, Japnakin Ran Chaknuk, Ayokuzikan Relingram Tru, Chukaischarnakabut Sachtra now shoot them. Quichbim Guskok Fimlu Nunini Jiwani Sachtlajukkaichtaumalchuk. Akkajukkaichtaschochti Jali Dorten Biugnaji. Bilchut Kluta Uksuk Pluchti Kabut Dagam Damamta Ikayo Kachkaugut. Asigaluten Birchina Mulunga Guruluten Trenretlukan Kluki. Jukkaichtagalukutlu COVID-19 Ak. Guyana. Unabuna Rifkara Department of Health and Social Services Am. Jali Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
Start your day with helpful tips to living well. Tune in to Igayudit with Diane McCackern and Esther Green on the first Wednesdays of each month at 10:30 a.m. on KYUK.
Hi, race fans. Another update from the K300 Race Committee. We want you to know that the 2021 K300 is going to be much different than the events you know and love. All indoor events associated with the race are canceled or will be conducted virtually. Race headquarters will be closed to the public, and all checkpoints will be set up at remote camps with access limited to mushers and race personnel. But it isn't all bad news. We are working hard to ramp up our online presence so that watching the race from home will be more fun than ever. Stay tuned for more announcements on how we plan to make this the best and safest K300. See you down the trail.
Okay, everyone. Thank you and welcome back. We have an anonymous caller from At Mouthlook. Good morning, anonymous.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. Oh, you're going to have to turn down your radio or turn it off because it'll create a sound. Oh.
Okay. Are you? You're from YKHC?
No, I'm here from Bethel. I work at the university. I work at the college.
Okay. Okay. And I just heard somebody that the anonymous person that was concerned about the YKHC employees, something about the new workers and...
Oh, yes.
Can you please, if you have answer to that, can you please talk about it? Or if somebody can call in and clarify that.
Okay. Okay, yes.
Okay.
That was an email. And I'll read part of it again when you hang up, and then I'll see if somebody from YK wants to call and address that. Thank you.
Yep, that's concerning. Thank you.
Okay, appreciate that.
Bye.
Oh, okay. So the email was an anonymous email, and the question came up, or the comment came up in the email. YK, and it goes like this: YKHC does not test onboarding employees. Then they host these employees in orientation that ignore their own recommendations. So I think it would be great if someone from YK wanted to call and clarify what the testing policy and procedure and quarantine procedure for new employees coming from outside to the region. And I don't know the answer to that myself, so we welcome someone who can provide more information. So we're going to go to John Carter from EEK. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talkline.
Yes, good morning. This is John Carter. I'm calling from EEK, Alaska.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm just going to say something about something that I heard in terms of election. Elections were done by the state of Georgia. That is complete. Something that I read on Facebook. That was ordered out by the out to do recount for the Supreme Court to overturn the election. Our people may have known that. At least I know. Some absentees were thrown out, saying this underneath somewhere. Whatever happened to our votes count? Alrighty, thank you very much.
Oh, okay. Thank you, John. Okay. I have another tip I'm going to read from the YKHC flyer. It comes from YK Behavioral Health, and I think it's from the Jalek program. I hope I said that enough, well enough that you could understand it. I don't think I said it quite right. So the third one is start your day. Now, what this is these are five Yupik practices and teachings to know during the coronavirus. So another one is start your day on a positive note with gratitude. For example, a Yupik ritual that was used was rinsing the face with water every morning to wash away the previous day's negative energy, reminding yourself to be grateful for another day, living with all the beautiful things our Creator meant for us to be. Okay, that's very nice. Yes, Grady?
I just love the mindfulness aspect of that. I wish that I was told when I was rinsing my face off as a child, wash off all the...
You can wash all the negative things. Well, that reminds me when Esther and I did a Gayuta, and she was talking about how she starts her day and why it's important to make your bed, because in the wrinkles and the folds of the sheets, you know, negative things could go burrow in and stay there until you go to bed that night. So in the morning, you clear that blanket off and make your bed flat and keep it nice and ready for you so that it's ready for you to enter it later on that night. So that was kind of cool.
I can play devil's advocate and like...
I'm gonna
jump to the other argument at the end of that, which is, but you know, the power of intention. When you're wiping away that and you're pushing away that negative energy and setting the bed for the positive energy coming before you, you know, one could play devil's advocate or talk a bunch of hooky about it, but the truth is we all know the power of positive intention.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the deal.
Yeah, that's right. So, mind and how we use it and what we do with it, very powerful. So, and our lines are open. Our numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756. I think that our 800 number has a technical difficulty. Do you want me to give out the number,
Grady? They can try it, but they should know that if they don't get through, what's going on.
Okay. You can try the 800 number, 800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. Okay. And I was going to read another part of a longer email, and in this email they were talking about the health services that are offered to Native Americans, but especially to Yupik communities, and how the federal government is failing to meet its obligations to Native American health and healthcare systems. So that email continues. And I just want to ask people real quick, when you do send in an email, paragraphs of email are difficult to read over the air. So I'll get through this one, but I think in the future I may have to either edit it as I go or may not be able to read it because it's too long. So just keep that in mind. All right, so this emailer goes on to say, all the high virus transmission rates in rural Alaska are the highest in the state due to multiple factors. And so they list some of those factors, that there are multiple families living in a single home, the need for more professional doctors, medical personnel and nurses, inability of massive testing for village residents, expensive travel costs, difficulty in expert guidance translation of technical terms to Yupik families, such as mask wearing, not to share personal items such as spoons, dishes, towels, bedding. Single-family homes only have one bathroom shared by many multiple family members. And misunderstanding of Yupik translation of incubation period, quarantine, isolation, and asymptomatic persons. Now, that's a good point. Those are terminologies that are really important. Mistranslation, misrepresentation from young people living in the villages that the symptoms are like a flu or a simple cold. Elders in the homes have heard this often in their home discussions. Not disinfecting bathrooms, toilets, countertops, light switches, and other surfaces where patients who have tested positive, you know, may have touched or been around. And I'm going to go to a caller now, and then I'll finish this email if we get a chance. This is Henry from Etmouthlook. Hello, Henry.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, okay. Great. All right. Thank you. So the rest of that email that I was getting through about the health conditions and why the COVID virus has been able to spread quickly in rural Alaska once it had arrived. Alaska has made little progress. This is the email. Alaska has made little progress in recent years on problems with overcrowded, expensive rural costs, then being that the cost of housing is very high, according to a report from Alaska State Housing Authority. Overcrowding counts as more than one person sleeping in a room, a federal definition based on the point where health and childhood education begin to suffer. Those letters to the political leaders in Washington, D.C. do get attention rather than complaining over local airwaves. Talk with your community leaders. Ask them to write letters to our federal congressional leaders. This is the right time for the congressional leadership to compromise under the HEROES Act passed by Congress and deliver needs of the region. Write to your political leaders. Only way you can get your voice to be heard. God bless to all. Sincerely, Matthew Nicolai. Thank you, Matthew, for your email. Really good information in there. We're going to go to Ruth, who will be translating. She's from Bethel. Perhaps she'll translate Henry's call. Good morning, Ruth. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning. Henry stressed that travel is not necessary right now. It's very dangerous in rivers and ponds. So he said, don't travel. It's dangerous right now.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh,
bye.
Really appreciate that, Ruth. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, very good. And, yeah, definitely a good warning. It almost seems like October weather in a way.
I want to give thanks out to Fritz Charles, Julia Jimmy, and Ruth all for calling in for that translation and to let the listeners know that's exactly what we want. We want listeners to participate. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Okay, I'm going to give another tip, another Yupik practice and teaching to know during the coronavirus, and this one is to smudge with salve, ayuk, which is tundra tea, or sage. We use smudging to cleanse, purify, and remove negative energies, centering ourselves and promoting healing. Okay, that's a nice practice. And I'll go ahead and read the last one. There are five. The last one is talk to someone, share what you're feeling and thinking. Did I read this one already? Okay, well, anyway. Doing so doesn't necessarily change the situation, but it can change how you may think and feel about the situation. It opens our minds to think more clearly about what's going on around us. It helps to feel lighter. Okay, so thank you to YK Behavioral Health for providing these really nice tips that are culturally grounded and very helpful practices, especially during stress that we have with something like with COVID. Okay. Oh, I was going to look at a Tundra Drums. There was one other Tundra Drums announcement I wanted to read, and that was in preparation for Thanksgiving, the city of Bethel's hauled utilities will be servicing a day early starting Sunday, this coming Sunday. Any questions, call Public Works at 543-3110. Okay, and then we have a caller, Lucy from Bethel. Good morning, Lucy. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. From the previous callers, what's a smudge?
Oh,
I'll hang up and listen.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, so the term smudge was used in the tip that YK provided. And smudging is when you burn a plant, usually a plant that has a meaning. In our case, sometimes people burn ayuk in the steam, and it creates a smell, but also some of the smoke, and that can be cleansing. So smudging is when you use the smoke of a plant to cleanse yourself or your environment. And sage is often used in certain Native American communities, and but we also use tundra tea here. Okay. I'm going to go to... I already got Lucy, right? Lucy's already... Okay, I see her name there. Okay, I'm going to give an announcement about the Salmon Raven 2020. And this is from the Kuskokwim Art Guild. The in-person viewing of the Steel Salmon and Raven Art Auction was canceled. Okay, I guess they were going to have ways that you could make an appointment to go and actually see the art in person. And the email message continues, but the virtual art auction is still happening. The Salmon Raven 2020 Bethel artists are submitting their beautiful pieces online. Join us for the event December 2nd, Wednesday, 8 o'clock, through Saturday, December 5th, and that ends at 8 p.m. Google Salmon Raven 2020 or visit the Facebook page Kuskokwim Art Guild. Join us for this special event online. Artwork are available for preview. So remember, check out Salmon Raven 2020. There's already some beautiful pieces by local artists that you will enjoy looking at. These are the Raven and Salmon Steel, Raven and Salmon that artists decorate. All right, so we're going to go to Harry from Bethel. Good morning, Harry.
Hey, good morning. Now, I wanted to let people know that the city had just posted impound stickers on all the vehicles down at the boat harbor, and all those people, I assume, are out of town. And first thing that happens is they post the stickers. The second thing is the kids start breaking the glass out, and then the third is they get towed away. And they're all, these people are probably unaware of what's going on with their vehicles being in the village and not being able to travel.
Oh, wow. There's a lot of vehicles down there.
Yes, there is. They're all fairly new.
Now, once you put an impound sticker on, what does that mean? Can the owner come and drive it somewhere in Bethel and drop it at a house somewhere, or they can't?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's just giving them notice that it's about to be impounded and towed away.
Oh, where do you tow them?
I don't do anything.
Oh, well, not you, but I mean the, okay,
the
where?
Would probably store them at the city shop or, you know, they have the impound yard up at the city shop, but,
gotcha.
It's not good either way.
No.
Probably worth a plane ticket to come in and move it.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. If you have a car down at the boat harbor, you might want to go check it out. Okay. I've got another email I'm going to read. And it says, good morning, Diane. I want to remind all of your listeners that even though we're not able to hold any in-person events this year, the annual Bethel Gives campaign is still active. Bethel Gives is a collaborative fundraising campaign that takes place every year during November and ends on Giving Tuesday, which is on December 1st this year. Contributions to the campaign will be split evenly this year between 11 local nonprofit groups serving Bethel and the YK Delta. Bethel Gives is entirely virtual this year. More information about the campaign, including an online donation link, a list of participating groups, and a description of thank you gifts, can be found on the Bethel Gives website. That's www.bethelgives.org. Any questions can be directed to Lisa at Bethel Community Services Foundation by calling 545-1855. Thank you so much for your support of Bethel Gives, and please visit www.bethelgives.org. All right. Thank you, Lisa.
You Amazon? Do you Amazon? Do you?
Do
Amazon?
I?
Yeah. Do you Amazon? Do you buy on Amazon?
I don't know what that means.
Do you shop on Amazon?
Oh, Prime? I have shopped on Amazon, yeah.
I'm just saying because that Smile program on Amazon Prime is this one little way where we all can kind of just make sure that we're funneling a little bit of donation to our favored nonprofit, and some of those Delta nonprofits are participants in the Amazon Smile program. If you'd like to find out more, you can look into it on your own Amazon account by looking into Smile, and then coordinate your own donations to your nonprofit from your taxes, from your purchases. It doesn't change anything. just makes donations happen. I give mine to the UUA, Unitarian Universalist Association, but that's just me.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. All right. Additional information. Good. All right. I have a email that I'm going to read, a comment, and it says, hi. I'm not sure. Joe Bodian here, coming from a computer near you. I would like to respond to your last caller last week. That would be 11/13/20. That caller claimed that President-elect Biden was suffering from dementia and wasn't a good choice for the role of president. I would suggest that they shouldn't worry themselves with such nonsense. I'm positive that if Joe is not able to fulfill the role, that he will, after consulting with appropriate professionals, pass the torch on to the highly qualified vice president-elect, and this country will begin to climb out of the abyss that the current administration has dragged us into. Further, I would suggest that anyone who can see the insanity that currently grips the White House and says, yeah, this is okay, may want to get some counseling as to their own mental acuity. Thanks, Diane. Okay. So, we have an anonymous caller from Bethel. Good morning.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was just at AC, and we were standing in line, and one of the workers noticed that one of the guys had posted last night that he was COVID positive. He was in AC with no mask on. I don't know how he got to the front door. But then now we have a guy walking through AC that's COVID positive. How many people are going to get it from him? We really need to hunker down. If you have it, don't be embarrassed. Just stay home and help everybody else out. It's not going to do us any good.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Well, you know, I wonder, I think you're supposed to wear a mask in AC no matter what. So maybe a manager would need to talk to that person, too. All right, we have a caller, Yvonne Waska from Bethel. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning to all the people, and happy Thanksgiving. And I look at my temperature, 38 above zero, so I thank BSR for flying over the river. And you heard them, stay off the river. It's not safe. And these big lakes like Hanger Lake and these ponds and lakes on the tundra that have no drainages, they are deep. And there's marsh all around them. When it's warm like this, they thaw out. And it's good to precaution our kids to stay off them, and especially Hanger Lake, all of Hanger Lake, even on, you see all the grass all around it.
Yeah.
And I thank those people for cautioning us and listen to them. And continue to go by the safety standards on COVID-19 and be safe. And I don't know if they still make that reflective tape. I don't know if they sell it at stores or wherever they get it from. And Sam brought a good point on kids walking in the dark, and also adults too, and pedestrians anyway. And it's good to drive slow and cautiously because the roads are slippery now.
Sure.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling. Okay, I have a message that I'm going to read. This is regarding the impound stickers on the cars at the small boat harbor. And the message that I have is, city should not impound during this pandemic. Villages are in lockdown. Okay. Thank you for that message. And Yvonne, for your call. And we have our lines open, so we have just a few minutes left. If you want to sneak a call or an email in, you can email at radio@kyuk.org, and you can also call us at 543-5985, 543-2756. I'm not sure about the 800 number. I'll give
it. Test it, yeah.
Yeah, so you can try it out, and then you can let us know some other way if it doesn't work. 800-995-8954. Okay, so a really hopeful thing to realize is whatever practices we have toward preventing COVID, definitely will work. So wearing masks, it works. Doing that in combination with staying clear from other people, that works. And being careful about wiping down surfaces, that also works. If you put all of those together, it's very powerful, actually. So I continue to encourage people. We have an anonymous caller from Bethel that we're going to go to now. Hello, anonymous.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I would like to ask you both a question.
Okay.
You guys believe in Bigfoot?
I've been mistaken for Bigfoot. But I don't. Anyway, what do you want to say about it? I don't know.
He's out there.
You thank see
you.
Photos.
Good morning. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Grady, do you believe in Bigfoot?
This is a can of worms. Yes. Oh.
Okay, but don't get into it.
Can of worms. Sam, okay. Sam from Bethel.
Okay. Oh, got Sam from Bethel. Okay. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Again.
Oh, part two. Go ahead.
Part two. Due to the pandemic, none of the nonprofits are able to fundraise like search and rescue groups throughout the state. And if large corporations can do their part in donating to it, that would be great. Bethel's number is 545-4502 is Mike Riley. 1400 is Perry Barr. If anybody can help in that department. Thanksgiving is this weekend was our normal high fundraiser. We usually have a three-day fiddle dance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not happening. We didn't even have a meeting since, I think. We had one emergency meeting for a search, but that was it all year since February.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, but if people are still going to need help this winter, you know, and we could use the help to go help them.
Okay.
Like if ONC or the city of Bethel or whoever's helping, and they could do the same in the villages, you know, to their crew.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
all right.
Just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, thank you. Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
Good weekend, Sam, to you too. All right. So I have, I couldn't tell. Okay, so I have a quick email about knots. Our question has been answered. A nautical mile is 6,000 feet, 2,000 yards. 1.6 miles equals one knot. So one knot is going 1.6 miles an hour, I think. I guess. I don't even know how to read the answer.
Know,
but thank you, James Vate, for attempting to get through to my dense head.
I love feeling ignorant of something and then slowly understanding it. It's a fun space for me.
Okay.
Some people feel uncomfortable there. I like this.
Oh, it's a fun space for you. Okay, good for you. Wow. All right, so are we're going to get ready to close down the show. All right, thank you, everyone, for your calls, your emails. It kept things busy. And very good information shared. Thank you for that. So next Friday, will we have Talk Line next Friday? It's the day after Thanksgiving, the 26th.
I'm glad you're saving me the phone call next week to ask you this question. Right now, you can answer this question. It's up to the host. It's totally your call.
Oh my goodness!
On those
Should we have Talk Line?
I would love to be here.
Oh, I will do Talk Line. Okay,
it'll be my Thanksgiving.
We will do Talk Line next week, and you can tell us about what you ate. How did you take precautions? What was different for you this year? And how you kept your spirits up? So that would be wonderful. So next Friday there will be Talk Line.
And I have Thanksgiving, so I'm psyched.
Oh, awesome! Okay, good. Good.
On that Friday, I mean, you know.
Okay, Grady. All right. So that with that, have a great weekend, everyone.